It's time for Your Care, Our Mission with the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital, and we've got Meglin Douglas on the line from the Mental Health Department. Hello, Megan.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
How's your summer been?
It's been great.
Great?
Yes.
Not busy,
yes.
Just great?
It's been great.
Okay.
I've had the last month to enjoy with my children, so that's been wonderful.
Well, there you go. That's awesome. Tell us a little bit about you in the mental health department. You are sort of new to the hospital, sort of?
Sort of new to the hospital, yes. I completed my practicum and internship here over the last year, so I'm familiar with the hospital and with the therapists that are already working here. But this is a new position for me here, and I started August 1st here at the hospital. So,
and what is your new position? What are you doing?
I am a licensed mental health counselor.
Okay.
And I work with clients from the age of 5 on up.
So you're seeing everybody, basically.
I am, yes.
And, of course, now that the hospital's mental health department has expanded, need for more people, and you're filling that need.
Correct. Yes, there's definitely a need for therapists.
And so tell us a little more about what you offer and what people can expect if they see you at the hospital.
Sure. So I am trained in trauma-sensitive yoga. I'm also trained in sand tray therapy, and I do use that for clients of all ages. I do add some techniques of play therapy and other things for the clients that are of younger age. Ultimately, I am just meeting clients where they are. So they come in and express their needs, and we kind of make a plan moving on from there.
I'll be honest with you, I'm 54 and I could use play therapy sometimes. So, you know, that's not exactly something you want to, you know, necessarily just only tell the kids they get to do. I'm just teasing. Explain a little bit about the yoga that you were talking about. This is the first I've heard of this in the mental health department. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So trauma-sensitive yoga is for those individuals who maybe have a difficult time opening up, sharing. Maybe they have some trauma in their life or, you know, a traumatic experience. And so we use the yoga to help bring out what they can't really talk about. And so a lot of times when individuals experience trauma, that is stored in the body. It's stored in the body, it's stored in the brain, and it makes individuals experience a lot of things that people might think are illness. You know, they might seem sore, they might seem sick, but really it's their trauma. And so the trauma-sensitive yoga can be used to help relax the client and get them to a place where they're ready to be able to talk about that trauma.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's right. You can, because, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, you're storing your stress in your shoulders or something like that. Well, a lot of times people with a traumatic situation, they could be storing that and they have a hard time opening up about it. And the yoga helps with that. That's really fascinating.
Absolutely.
If there's anybody who wants to get a hold of you to ask more questions about the department or about what you do with that, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call the Mental Health Center at 515-332-7672, and Caitlin or Sean will help direct them where they need to go.
Awesome. Megan Douglas from the Mental Health Department at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. It's Your Care, Our Mission. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.